I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Friday Eve, and it is lovely. I am telling you, it is absolutely lovely. Get outdoors and enjoy it if you can. Yes, Friday Eve. Chronic Care of Richmond text line is always available to you. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. I've got a number of things that I absolutely positively need to discuss with you. I have some audio. As soon as that arrives, I'll be happy to share that with you. There we go. I'm just sending it. Oh, yeah. Well, you get to hear live radio made right in front of your very eyes. It's a little bit like sausage, isn't it? All right, so we have Kamala Harris, who, believe it or not, is actually the vice president of the United States. Somebody should tell her that, because she keeps talking about how if she is elected, she will do this, that, or the other. Well, she was elected. She's in office right now. And we were told that she and, the dippy guy in the Oval Office worked hand in hand. Kamala Harris will actually have a, quote, policy-focused speech Friday. That's tomorrow, right? Yeah. So she's had this anointing now for a month. Tomorrow will be the first time she actually talks about an issue. And it's going to be her call to institute Soviet-style price controls on food. Now, we can call it Bidenflation, we can call it Kamalanomics, we can call it any damn thing you want, but you and I both know exactly what it is, and that is that food costs way more now than it did when these two idiots were shuffling into the Oval Office. Period. End of story. She wants the government to control the price of food, and she's going to call for this under the cover of cutting price gouging, right? We're continuing with this policy of kabuki theater. We're pretending now that the companies are big, mean, evil, nasty folks, and they're all trying to rip us all off, and that's why prices are so high. The fundamentals would argue with that assertion, however. What you take a look at the actual numbers, you take a look at food inflation, and you realize it's not some company somewhere just ripping you off. It is the direct result of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. Groceries have surged more than 21%. Wow. This is an issue on which President Trump and his fellow Republicans can win. It is an issue that President Trump and his fellow Republicans need to address. You need to get out in front of this. 78% of voters said that food inflation is, quote, a major drag on their financial situation. In other words, you can't afford to do a damn thing else that you want to do because food costs so much more now than it did when Donald Trump was president. The inflation yesterday wasn't that bad. The inflation yesterday was a monthly number. This is the other thing. God almighty, how can people be this stupid? And there are some people that are this stupid. I saw stuff online. You have to remember something, that when I am online, when I am delving into media, I'm looking at it from a variety of sources. I'm not just looking at sites or channels or networks or publications that agree with me. I'm looking at it from the other side. And there are so many people on that other side who saw that number yesterday and said, see, this is fine. No, that number was on top of the number from the month before, and the number from the month before that, and the number from the month before that, going back and back and back, and it just builds on each one. If you can do the math, and I got to tell you, I'm not a numbers guy, but even I can do this math, but I'm still somewhat puzzled, well, not puzzled, I'm disappointed in some of the people on the other side who apparently can't do the math or won't do the math. They feel it every time they go to the grocery store, but they don't want to add it all up.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Prices have gone through the roof, and it's not because of your local grocer. It's not because of the farmer. None of that stuff. None of it. It is because this administration has created such an outrageous inflationary state. They've done that. And you and I are paying for it. And some people, sadly, are going to listen to Kamala Harris ramble tomorrow, blaming everyone except herself, and then calling for the old Soviet Union-style price controls. And if you're too young to appreciate the Soviet Union, okay, how about Cuba? How about Venezuela? Take a look at Venezuela. Venezuela has price controls on food. You know what they also have? People starving to death because there's no food. Cuba has price controls on food. Guess what? They also have people starving to death because there's no food. It's insane, except it's reality. You want another little bite of reality? Here, let me give you this one. And lest you think that this is just your friendly old Uncle Jeff talking, or that this information is coming from some right-wing news outlet. This is coming from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, a government agency. They're talking about the increase in prices in fast food. And they utilize some studies from an organization that represents fast food called the Food Institute. Fast food prices have increased by more than 79% since Kamala Harris and Joe Biden came into, leadership, but since they've occupied the offices of vice president and presidential meat puppet. Now, that's on average. Let's take a look at a couple of specifics, shall we? Popeye's restaurant, a regular mashed potatoes and gravy, has gone up 134%. Taco Bell, they have something called a beefy five-layer burrito. Can you afford it now? It's gone up 132%. Wendy's, small frosty, up 111%. The Burger King, small icy, up 101%. Cheesy Gordita Crunch, up 100%. And the winner, if you will, McDonald's McChicken. How much has that increased since Kamala Harris and Joe Biden took up their posts? 199%.
Well, I would never eat that, Jeff. I would only eat the healthier food.
Okay. Chick-fil-A fall in there? Because just in the last couple of months, their costs, or well, their prices, have gone up by about 11%. Shake Shack, Starbucks, they're up about 8%. Well, what about Starbucks? Didn't we hear something about Starbucks yesterday? Something that, you know, it was like it was economic, but it wasn't economic. And it was all about Starbucks. And, you know, I hate Starbucks anyway. I do. I hate their product, and I hate the people who serve their product. No offense to anybody who's involved in that, but seriously, it's bitter coffee served by bitter people. So I'm not the least bit concerned for me personally that Starbucks has seen a massive increase in their product price. But I have dear friends who love. Well, listen, Heidi, when the weather gets a little bit cooler, Heidi will have to go to Starbucks, the evil coffee place, and get a one of those fall drinks, not the pumpkin one, because God, our whole house, man, it's just like a jack-o'-lantern exploded once we get past Labor Day. But no, they've got not eggnog. There's something else in between there. There's something that Starbucks does, and she has to do that. Yeah. Anyway. Restaurant prices overall up 5.1%. Grocery prices up 1.2%. But that's just in the last couple of months. That's great. Real food? All right, well, let's talk about real food for a second. I know I'm over here, Jeremy, but I gotta do real food for a second. How about raw milk? Because people still get raw milk. So, you know, some people own portions of cows. I buy the tasty portions of cows, but they come in shrink wrap at the supermarket. But no, people own like milk things, right? Right? A gallon of raw milk? Yeah. $10 a gallon. Wow. How about eggs? You can buy eggs at the supermarket or, you know, up here in Hanover anyway. We got a million people that have chickens. So Heidi always buys the eggs from people who have their own chickens. And they have doubled in price. Yeah, more than doubled in price since we've been here. And we've been here 4 years. It's crazy. Yeah. All right. We've got my buddy, Dr. Keith Amblo, in the next hour. We're going to listen to a few things as we head through the next couple of moments. Quick reminder to you, Chronic Care of Richmond text line always available to you. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Please remember to sign up. Follow me on X, Jeff Katz Show. That's where you follow me on X, Jeff Katz Show on X. It is 416 Jeff Katz News Radio, WRVA.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.